and always will be Gadigal land, land that was never ceded and land that was violently stolen. Solidarity with First Nations people here and in Palestine. It's been 722 days of a live stream genocide, and it's not 65,000 people dead, it's not even 100,000 people dead. Australian academics estimate 680,000 Palestinians have been killed by the vile, terrorist, apartheid state of Israel. 680,000, that's one in four people in Gaza. Children, toddlers, babies, men, women, the elderly, all wiped out. Entire families erased, whole neighborhoods obliterated. So many buried alive under the rubble, left to die and then rot without dignity, while the world lets Israel get away with the most heinous atrocities. And this is not war. It's not conflict, and it's sure as hell not complicated. This is extermination, it's annihilation, it's genocide, and it's a genocide that our government continues to arm with millions of dollars in taxpayer money. Just this week, our government recognized Palestine and then handed Israel's largest arms manufacturer $10 million in taxpayer funds. Truly, I cannot think of a more shameless act of betrayal. Recognition means nothing when you're handing Elbit Systems $10 million, and it means nothing when you bankroll the bombs that are raining down on Gaza every single day. What this government must do straight away is recognize genocide and do everything in its power to stop it. Because let's be clear, Palestine itself does not need our recognition. Palestine has existed long before so-called Australia. Palestinian rights are inherent and they are inalienable. They don't depend on the generosity of treacherous Western states which themselves squat on stolen land while arming the Zionist enemy. Palestine does not need white butchers dressed up as white saviors. And they sure as hell do not need Tony Blair, the butcher of Iraq, who Donald Trump's White House wants to parachute in to run a so-called Gaza Transition Authority. Just imagine the audacity. The same man who lied his way into an illegal war, whose legacy is mass graves in Iraq, now offered up as the manager of Gaza's future, and our own Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has said he's open to that possibility. The British have already done enough harm for eternity. Gaza belongs to Palestinians and Tony Blair belongs in prison. Now in recent weeks we've had some crucial legal wins in the West, and they've shattered Zionist impunity and demonstrated that the tide is turning in favor of truth, justice, and all of us protesting for Palestine. In London, a terror-related charge against NECAP band member Mohara, which was designed to silence his advocacy in Palestine, was thrown out by the courts a couple of days ago. And last week, the ABC was ordered to pay Antoinette Latouf a $150,000 fine for unlawfully sacking her for the crime of sharing the truth about Israel's deliberate policy of starvation. And charges against SEC plating protesters, including myself, have been dropped, while a police officer has now been charged for his violence at that protest. And in relation to that SEC protest, we now know that police were explicitly instructed to show zero tolerance to protesters for Palestine. Now let me be clear that this is police acting on the instructions of Labour governments who have zero tolerance for protests and infinite tolerance for Israel's genocide. So these legal victories are a vindication for every single person here and for every single person who has been smeared, defamed, arrested, or threatened for standing with Palestine. But we know that the repression continues, and today I want to raise a particular case. I hope you all know that in Sydney right now, desperately ill patients are being deprived of life-saving care from one of the country's top cardiologists, Professor Peter MacDonald, because Zionist losers threw a hissy fit about a valid question he asked at a Palestine forum that was completely unrelated to his profession. How absolutely despicable is that? Shame on every health institution succumbing to pressure from the very same thugs who are cheering on the deliberate destruction of Gaza's healthcare system. Everyone here, please sign the open letter calling on St. Vincent's Hospital and Victor Chang Institute to resist the pressure from Zionist bullies and defend Professor MacDonald, who is currently on forced leave. Now, just over a week from now, we will hit 2 years of a live stream genocide in Gaza. 2 years of our pathetic government sending thoughts and prayers to Palestine while they send weapons to Israel. Yeah. Enough is enough. It's time to escalate, and it's time to match the scale of this atrocity with the scale of our resistance. It is time to strike for Gaza, like we've seen Italian workers do, and it's time to bring this country to a standstill. It's time to physically intervene to break the siege, like the incredibly brave people in the Sumud Flotilla are doing right now. It's time to block every weapons factory in this country and to boycott every company which is complicit in this atrocity. And it's time for world leaders to step up, like the Colombian president has, saying he will open a list of volunteers to fight alongside Palestinians for their liberation, and saying he'd go there himself. Imagine if our leaders were doing that across the world. That is the kind of courage we need, and it's the kind of courage that the Palestinian resistance itself has shown, day after day after day, for 722 days, and for 77 years before that. From the river to the sea,